Welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from St. Joseph and Lakeshore. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. Academic Challenge, sponsored by and hosted right here at Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent, and South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Let's meet the teams. We'll start on the St. Joe side. Introduce yourself, what grade you're in, and what's your favorite, what'd you say,
winter activity.
All right, my name's Max Nolan. I'm a senior right now, and my favorite activity in the winter is probably skiing.
Noticed he said he was going to be a senior.
Yeah, I always say that. Yeah.
School's almost half done, but you know.
Yeah.
Downhill.
Oh, downhill definitely.
Downhill. Yeah. Where's a good place around here to
Bittersweet, Timber Ridge. Bittersweet's better though.
Okay. All right. Great.
All right. My name is Graham. I'm a senior, and my favorite winter activity is driving.
driving on the snow.
Yeah.
Likes to do wheelies.
Or donuts.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Wheelies
yeah.
are something different.
Yeah, that's different. So. Nice and close to that mic.
I'm Cameron. I'm a senior, and my favorite winter activity is sledding with the appropriate dose of nostalgia.
Cool.
I'm Eli. I'm also a senior, and I like going downhill skiing with Max.
Awesome. Very cool. Over on the Lakeshore side, we only have three from Lakeshore tonight.
I'm Aaron. I'm a junior, and my favorite activity is staying inside in the warm.
By the fireplace. And what do you do staying inside when you're warm? What do you do? Read books, play video games?
Play video games, nap.
Take a nap.
I like that guy.
Yeah. I'm Brendan. I'm a junior, and my favorite winter activity is sitting by the fire.
There you go. Good.
I'm Natalie. I'm a junior, and I really like ice skating.
Do you really? Mm-hmm. Very cool. I like ice skating as well. Yeah, very cool. All right. We got some basic rules during the first and second halves. We'll announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, wait for me to call on you before you answer so our listeners know who you are. No consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. I'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge, and Bill Klein here asking questions. Bill, you ready to go?
I'm ready.
And teams, are you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, so here we go. Hands on your buzzers, and let's begin. Academic challenge. Good luck, teams.
We're going to start with a math question for 20 points.
Okay, so with math questions, as always, I'm going to have him read it twice, but at any point during the reading of it, the first or the second time, you can buzz in and answer, though.
Convert the following radian measure to degrees, 5 pi over 6.
Okay, Max from St. Joe?
150 degrees.
That is correct.
For 20 points.
For 20 points.
I thought I fixed that, but it's still buzzing.
Okay. For 20 points, identify two of the three members of the defense agreement that lasted from 1882 until World War I that was known as the Triple Alliance.
Graham, St. Joe. Keep going. Go ahead.
Britain and France.
Incorrect.
Mm-hmm. Lakeshore, 5 seconds if anybody wants to try. Remember, you don't lose points for answering incorrectly. Brendan.
Germany and the Ottoman Empire?
Incorrect. Yeah, German, but it was Austria, Hungary, and Italy. For 15 points, give the nickname for the following adjacent cities: Davenport and Bettendorf, Iowa, and Rock Island and Moline, Illinois.
Max, St. Joe.
Quad Cities.
That's correct for 15 points. For 20 points, a 24-hour biological cycle is called what? After the Latin words meaning about a day.
Cameron, St. Joe.
Circadian rhythms.
That is correct for 20 points. For 15 points, it's one of only 16 countries with a seat on the executive board of both the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Name this founding member of the United Nations, the Arab League, the Organization of Islamic Conference, and the Gulf Cooperation Council.
Graham, St. Joe.
Saudi Arabia.
That is correct for 15 points. You want to get your pencils out for this one. For 20 points.
Is this a math question?
No.
Okay.
Arrange the following four chemical elements in order of their atomic numbers from smallest to largest.
And I'll have him say them twice for you.
argon, sulfur, bromine, calcium.
Say them one more time, Bill.
Argon, sulfur, bromine, calcium. Smallest to largest.
Give you. Okay, Cameron, St. Joe.
Argon, calcium, sulfur, bromine.
Incorrect.
Make sure you want to give it a try. 5 seconds. Aaron?
Calcium, sulfur, argon, bromine.
Incorrect. It's sulfur, argon, calcium, bromine.
I knew that.
Yeah, right.
I did only because it's written here. For 15 points, The Last Tycoon and The Day of the Locust both take place in which California city?
Graham, St. Joe.
Sacramento.
Incorrect.
Natalie's over there on Lakeshore going, I know this. I know this.
Well, it's Los Angeles.
Did you
Hollywood.
Know that? No?
I was going to guess that.
You were going to guess it? See, you should have guessed.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
For 20 points, its title comes from a question once asked by Admiral Hyman Rickover. Which president wrote the autobiography, Why Not the Best?
Max, St. Joe.
Johnson.
Incorrect.
44 other presidents. Try one. So.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Incorrect. Jimmy Carter. Okay. He was a nuclear officer in the Navy. For 20 points, in protests of United States withdrawal from the Paris Accord, David Rank resigned as the top U.S. diplomat to which country?
Graham, St. Joe.
The UK?
Incorrect.
Brendan, Lake
France.
China.
China.
For 20 points.
Man, you brought the tough questions, Bill. What are you doing to me here?
The oldest known fossils of Homo sapiens, dating back more than 300,000 years, was discovered in June in what country?
Max, St. Joe.
Ethiopia.
Incorrect.
Brendan, Lakeshore.
Kenya.
Morocco. For 10 points, Puerto Rico declared that the 2016 epidemic of what is over. However, America's Center for Disease Control and Prevention still warns pregnant women not to visit the island.
Eli, St. Joe.
Zika.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, Melania and Barron Trump moved into the White House in June 2017. Barron is the first son to live in the White House since who?
Brendan, Lakeshore.
Bill Clinton.
Incorrect.
Max on St. Joe is thinking.
John F. Kennedy Jr.
Is that what you were thinking, Max?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
See? You guys got to buzz in and take
well, I didn't know Reagan had any kids in the White House.
No. For 15 points. The Syrian airbase strike by President Trump threatened Russian and military cooperation. The prime minister claimed valuable international partnerships between the two have been, as he put it, completely ruined. Who is the prime minister of Russia?
Max, St. Joe.
Vladimir Putin. Dmitry Mendeleev.
That is correct for 15 okay. points.
For 15.
For 15 points. Governor Bentley resigned as a year-long scandal mushroomed into a crisis that left him facing impeachment and other penalties down south. What state dodged a painful chapter of its history with Governor Bentley's plea bargain?
Graham, St. Joe.
Missouri?
Incorrect.
49 other answers, possible answers. Brendan.
Arkansas?
Alabama.
Alabama. Less than a minute.
For 10 points, which governor declared his state's 5-year drought officially over?
Graham, St. Joe.
Jerry Brown.
Correct for 10 points. For 5 points, April 6, 2017 marked 100th anniversary of the United States declaring war on what country?
Brendan, Lakeshore.
Germany.
That is correct.
For 5 points?
5 points. For 20 points.
Last question.
President Trump, on April 13th, 2017, signed Senate ratification of a bid by a European country to join NATO. What country that was once part of Yugoslavia made a move that irritated the Kremlin?
Graham, St. Joe.
The Czech Republic?
Incorrect.
Brendan, Lakeshore?
Serbia.
Incorrect. It was Montenegro.
All right, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this here on News Talk 94.9.
Welcome
WSJM.
Back to Academic
Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM at the end of the first half. The score, St. Joe 105, Lakeshore 5. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, see how many of those 10 questions you can answer. Each one is worth 10 points, so possible 100 points there. But if you answer all 10 questions within the 60 seconds, I'm a nice guy, I'll give you a 20-point bonus. You're encouraged to consult with one another at this time, but answers need to come from the team captain. After the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any of the unanswered questions from the first team, and vice versa. So, Lakeshore, you're trailing at the moment. You have first choice of these categories, which are botany, nuts, and genealogy.
Oh, geology.
I'm sorry, geology, my bad. Not genealogy.
No.
Geology. Thank you for correcting me. Mm-hmm. Brendan, what's your team going to choose?
We're going to go with the geology.
Geology. So I like genealogy
myself. Genealogy would be fun.
That would be fun. Yeah, okay.
Good.
But we'll go with geology.
Why you think you're a nice guy.
any setup on this one, Bill?
No.
All right. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. The 60 seconds will begin. You don't need to buzz in. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck.
St. Helena Island and the Azores were formed by what?
Volcanoes.
Correct. What is the name for a well of water that runs naturally above ground?
Pass.
A steep slope or cliff separating two level areas of different elevations is called what?
Canyon.
Incorrect. The splitting of minerals along certain plains is called what?
Pass.
The upper layer of dirt that is generally more fertile is called what?
Topsoil.
Correct. Rounded to the nearest 10, what percentage of an iceberg is submerged?
40%.
Incorrect. By what process are minerals removed from the soil and rock as water seeps down from the surface?
Sifting.
Incorrect. How many levels of hardness are there in the Mohs scale?
10.
Correct. To measure the density of seawater, you must know its temperature and pressure and what?
Salt content.
Correct. Name the process by which most metals are removed from ores.
Smelting.
Correct. The splitting.
Yeah, we didn't get quite to that one. So we got five?
Five.
Five it is. 50 points. Nice job.
Good job.
So that means, St. Joe, there's five questions or 50 points sitting out there for you to answer. We didn't get to all of them, did we? Or,
yes,
yeah,
we did.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So there's five questions sitting out there. Cameron, your team captain. Let's put 60 seconds back on the clock. And that 60 seconds will begin as soon as he asks that first question. Good luck.
What is the name for a well of water that runs naturally above ground?
Springwell.
Correct. A steep slope or cliff separating two level areas of different elevations is called what?
A plateau.
Escarpment. The splitting of minerals along certain planes is called what?
Cleaving.
Correct. Rounded to the nearest 10, what percentage of an iceberg is submerged?
90%.
Correct. By what process are minerals removed from the soil and rock as water seeps down from the soil?
Erosion.
Incorrect. It's leaching.
That's it. They didn't pass on anything.
We got three.
So we got 30 points. All right. Table's turned. It's now time for St. Joe to choose. We have two remaining categories. We have botany and nuts. Cameron, what would you like to choose?
Okay. On the count of three, just say what you want, botany and nuts. Okay.
One, two, what are you thinking? Botany and nuts.
Nuts.
Nuts it is. So actually, this one, this speed round question was brought up last week, wasn't it? I think it was. And nobody chose
nobody
it.
Chose
so
it.
I'm kind of curious to see what this one is all about. Any setup on this one, Bill?
No, there's no setup.
There is not. Cameron, you and your team from St. Joe ready to go? Okay, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. The 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck.
Longfellow's Village Smithy stands under this tree.
Walnut.
Incorrect. Okay. A substitute for pistachio flavor can be made by mixing vanilla with what other nutty flavor, also used in marzipan?
Pass.
Number of legs on a nuthatch?
Two.
Correct. Yeah. He wrote, "We's all for nuts" in his play Anna Christie.
Pass.
Macadamia nuts are a major crop in this state.
Georgia.
Incorrect.
Okay.
It used to have its shell dyed red to hide stains caused by manual dehulling.
Pass.
Black scientist George Washington Carver.
Peanuts.
Correct. Its nickname is the Nutmeg State.
Pass.
Figure of a nut appears on a poem by this Amherst poetess.
Pass.
World War II general who said nuts.
Go ahead and try it.
Patton.
Incorrect.
Oh. All right.
So we got two?
Two.
Two it is.
I know two.
So Lakeshore, St. Joe, you got 20 points. Nice job. Lakeshore, there's eight questions or 80 points sitting out there for you to try to steal away. We'll put 60 seconds back on that clock. Brendan, good luck to you and your team. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question.
Longfellow's Village Smithy stands under this tree.
Acorn.
Incorrect. A chestnut. A substitute for pistachio flavor can be made by mixing vanilla with what other nutty flavor, also used in marzipan?
Pass.
He wrote, "We's all for nuts," in his play Anna Christie.
Pass.
Macadamia nuts are a major crop of this state.
Hawaii.
Correct. It used to have its shell dyed red to hide stains caused by manual dehulling.
Almonds.
Pistachios. Its nickname is the Nutmeg State.
Mississippi.
Connecticut. Figure of a nut appears in a poem by this Amherst poetess.
Robert Frost.
Emily Dickinson. And a World War II general who said nuts.
Pass.
You got a couple seconds.
We wrote "We's All for Nuts" in his play Anna Christie.
Going back to ones you passed on because we got a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Got an answer?
No.
Nope? Nothing?
No.
Okay.
It was Eugene O'Neill.
Okay.
And the substitute for pistachio flavor is almond. And the World War II general who said nuts at the Battle of the Bulge, Anthony McAuliffe.
Okay. So you got one. So you picked up 10 points there. Mm-hmm. So, all right. That ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Yeah. Welcome back to Academic Challenge on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, St. Joe 155, Lakeshore 15. I'm sorry, that would be Lakeshore 15 and 165. There we go. I'm sorry, 65 it should be. My bad on that one. I didn't write that one down correctly. It's time to find out what's happening at our participating schools. We'll start on the St. Joe side. Cameron, tell us what's going on at St. Joe.
I'll defer
or
to Max.
You're going to divert to Max. Okay. Max, fill us in.
All right, thank you so much. Before we get into anything, I want to thank our sponsors, News Talk 94.9, Signature Toyota, South Haven, Lakeshore, and Bering Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, Cook Nuclear Plant. And so, first off, we want to congratulate our Bears of the Month, John Adkins and Jordan Sanderson, for their outstanding performance as Bears in the classroom, leading everyone by example. We'd also like to congratulate our biology teacher, Ms. Freilich, on her second child, which she gave birth to a couple days ago. So
awesome.
She's on maternity leave for a while, which is pretty cool. We have a basketball game tomorrow versus someone, so cheer for St. Joe. Our swim team recently won versus South Haven, which is really cool. And a couple... We'd also like to announce the Edward J. Todd Innovation Center, a newly built STEM building for developing STEM skills in students, is nearing completion. We want to thank Mr. Edward Todd for funding this project.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Over to Lakeshore. Brendan?
Thank you. Tomorrow, Friday, December 14th, the Bering County Dancers Winter Dance Concert at 7 o'clock. And tomorrow, December 14th, Friday, girls and boys basketball game, girls at 5:45, boys at 7. Our wrestlers are going to Bedford Invitational on Saturday. Monday, December 17th, our middle school and high school collage concert hosted in the high school gym. And on Tuesday, December 18th, our choir concert at the First Congregational Church in St. Joseph. And we'd like to thank our sponsors.
Awesome. Thank you for bringing us up to date on that. All right. We have one substitution on St. Joe. Introduce yourself, what grade you're in, and your favorite winter activity.
I'm Colin. I'm a senior this year, and my favorite winter activity is cuddling up with my cat in front of my heater.
There you go. I like that, too. All right. Bill, you ready for second half?
You ready to go.
Team's ready for second half. Wow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Wow. They're not even listening.
They're rolled up in front of the fireplace.
They're already thinking about that. Yeah, I like it. All right, let's begin the second half of today's academic challenge between St. Joe and Lakeshore on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Hands on your buzzers. Good luck.
For 5 points, More than 400 icebergs drifted into the North Atlantic shipping lanes in April, an unusually large swarm so early in the season. The usual count in the spring is about 80. What country's ice sheet has contributed the most to this increase?
Max, St. Joe.
Canada.
Incorrect. Increase in hazards to shipping.
Hazards to shipping.
Greenland.
Aaron, Lakeshore.
Greenland.
That is correct.
For five?
5 points. For 20 points, Methodism was spread throughout America chiefly through the work of traveling ministers who were called what?
Graham, St. Joe.
Preachers.
Incorrect. Probably were.
They probably were, yeah. Right on the buzzer, Brendan, Lakeshore.
Methodists.
Incorrect. I guess they were called circuit riders. Yeah. For 15 points, the Tyler who led an 1381 peasants' revolt was best known by what nickname?
Yeah.
Never heard of this.
Never heard of this guy
Never
before?
Heard of this guy.
Right on the buzzer, Max, St. Joe.
Tyrone.
Incorrect.
5 seconds for Lakeshore since they got in on the buzzer, if you want to take a guess. What's the uniform answer? 42, isn't that one?
That's very different.
No. The answer is what?
Yeah.
What's on third? I don't know.
Who's on first?
Who's on first? For 20 points.
And it really is. W-A-T.
W-A-T.
Is the answer. What was the answer?
Heard of the guy. For 20 points, in which city are the headquarters of the Strategic Air Command?
Oh, Graham, St. Joe.
Cheyenne.
Incorrect.
Time's up.
Omaha, Nebraska. For 20 points, the name for this pair of eyeglasses on a handle comes from the French for sidelong glances. What's the word?
Cameron from St. Joe is really thinking hard on this one. Natalie Lakeshore.
Monocle?
Incorrect.
Yeah. 5 more seconds, St. Joe. Oh, come on, Cameron. Give it a try. Time's up.
Hang on. Lornette.
Is that what you were thinking?
Lornette.
Nope. Cameron's like, no, that wasn't what I was thinking. I was thinking cat. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I know, French. For 15 points, Herbert Hoover organized a relief program that fed 10 million civilians in what German-occupied country after Britain blockaded the coast during World War I?
Brendan, Lakeshore.
Netherlands.
Incorrect.
Graham, St. Joe.
France.
Incorrect. It was Belgium. Belgium. For 20 points.
Good waffles there.
Yeah. What type of writing exercise forces the writer to write continuously for a given amount of time without concern?
Colin, St. Joe.
Free write.
That's correct. For 20 points. A math question for 15 points. And we'll read this twice.
Yep.
What would be the volume of a cylinder in terms of pi cubic inches if it has a radius of 4 inches and a height of 6 inches?
I'll go ahead and say it again. Oh, hang on. Cameron, St. Joe.
96 pi.
That's correct.
For 15 points.
15 points. For 15 points. Possibly due to intestinal spasms, this condition in babies ends after 3 months. What is it called?
Natalie Lakeshore.
Colic.
That is correct for 15 points. The next 4 questions all involve math terms. For 5 points is a multiple choice question. With which of the following do you associate the discriminant? The binomial theorem, the Pythagorean theorem, the quadratic formula, or the...
Cameron, St. Joe.
The quadratic formula.
That is correct for 5 points. Now for 10 points, math terms. The graph of a quadratic equation is described by what geometrical figure?
Max, St. Joe.
Parabola.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, which one of the regular polyhedra has pentagons as faces?
Max, St. Joe.
Dodecahedron.
That is correct for 15 nice. Points. For 20 points, what is the mathematical term for the operation of raising a quantity to a positive integral power?
Max, St. Joe.
Exponentiate.
Incorrect.
And you finished the question?
That is.
So, Lakeshore, 5
that
seconds.
Was
that was it?
So involution.
All right.
Ooh. Okay.
For 10 points, President Trump abruptly fired the director of the FBI, James Comey, on May 9th, 2017, terminating the top official leading a criminal investigation into what?
Brendan Lakeshore.
Russia collusion.
That is correct. For 10 points, North Korea said the ballistic missiles it tested on May 14th could carry a nuclear warhead and warned what nation that its military bases in the Pacific were within its range?
Brendan Lakeshore.
United States.
That's correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the Supreme Court on May 15th refused to revive a restrictive North Carolina voting law that a federal appeals court had struck down as an unconstitutional effort to target which ethnic group?
Graham St.
Joe. African Americans.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, food has grown so scarce that 3 in 4 citizens reported involuntary weight loss, averaging 19 pounds in a year. City streets are marked by black markers and black markets.
Max St. Joe.
Venezuela.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, President Trump signed a deal to sell $110 billion in American weapons to the Saudis.
Colin, St. Joe. Need an answer. All right, time's up. Do you have to finish?
A move that triggered concerns among his hosts at the second stop on his trip last year to the Middle East. Name that nation.
Brendan Lakeshore.
Israel.
That is correct for 10 points.
For 10 points. Less than a minute.
For 10 points, heavy voter turnout in a presidential election in what nation helped lead the reelection of moderate Hassan Rouhani?
Graham St. Joe.
Iran.
That's correct for 10 points. For 15 points, a Swedish prosecutor dropped the investigation against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who has been living in what country's embassy?
Max St. Joe.
Ecuador.
That is correct for 15 points.
Last question.
Which former FBI director has been appointed a special counsel?
Graham St. Joe.
Robert Mueller.
That is correct for 15 points. Somebody's been reading the news.
All right. So that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge Match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners after this on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. The winners by a score of 270 to 115. The team from St. Joe, congratulations to both teams.
Good job, guys.
Nicely done. Thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. And South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again in the new year at this same time as Decatur and Lawrence go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.
And a Merry Christmas to everybody.
Yeah.